pills.
Hello.
For anything, I never go up here. I kind of sleep out of this.
Yes, sir.
And I hear Ross High.
Yeah?
Cool. Yeah. Where's your friend?
He's supposed to have to, so he's not coming
up. Oh, poor old chap. So is he, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, I'll put this day off, Johnny. Cool.
Thanks for the message, Johnny.
Yeah, I'll tell him to keep his paper up, because we're doing the whole around, but keeping an eye on him to do what can help.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool, yeah, Jim, I'll collaborate this morning. Cool, yeah.
Can I just do, can I give you a talk?
When you might have told me about this, I'd never have made you a call when I was on your side. But it's all very interesting. My name's Wag.
What?
Yeah, well, really, my name's Wagstaff, but I was always known as Wag.
Oh, yeah.
All my friends just call me Wag. Yeah, let's go back a bit. Cool. Yeah, that's it.
You've been here before, have you, sir?
I've been here, yeah, many a time, but I've not really had much chance to have a word or nothing, you know.
Well, can you tell us about yourself?
Hey?
So tell us about yourself.
Cool, with a packet.
What you're doing?
Can you do that already? Sort of get myself sort of reorganised, I suppose you would put it like that. Yeah. Changed my views a good bit, of course not that much really. I was never strong-minded in that way. I had an open mind, I didn't blame people if they wanted to do that or whatever it was, get on with it.
Yeah.
I was doing for no one else. I was always, sort of easy going me. I never went to church. They were expecting when I was a little by a nipper. I got all that out of my system. Well, I'd have been in here, I suppose. Probably had me ups and downs. I had a new sister for about 40 odd years. I never got married. Neither did she. I used to have a stool.
Like oh.
That call, yeah, many years ago now. Down pretty good day.
Oh, yeah.
That's going back, cool, must be 40 odd years and more now.
Yeah.
I came through the first war, as you call it.
Yeah.
You know, 49, and I started up again, but I got back to gas, and that had a bad effect on me. What? Came here in 1928, and must be 28, yeah, 28. Yeah, I had a couple of bars before one way or another.
Yeah.
Sure, I didn't mind. No, it was easy going. I enjoyed my life. I think the war put me off a lot of things like religion and all that. I lost faith. Not that I ever had much stuff, but it's my sister. She was a real one for church going and all that. We had a few arguments. She's got a congregation. Don't know why she was with me. I think she enjoyed seeing the social side of it.
Yeah.
She was a good sister, I think she was looked after me. She was nice. Since the old lady passed over, my father died when I was very young. We were all quite happy. Because you wouldn't know Britain Street, would you?
Britain Street?
Britain.
No. No, I don't.
That's been about 3 years now.
No.
Things have bombed in the war, a lot of changes, up a cut already, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to sell all sorts of odds and ends. Used to get a lot of old junk, buy it up, and then sell it, make a bit of a profit. Oh, I left a few quid lying around one way and another. I never had no bank account. But, my sister, she, I suppose she got through all that.
Was
it? Richardson.
Yes. Yes.
Was it there for a time?
Yes.
Actually, I was really born over that way.
That's changed
a lot. Oh, I tell you, but yeah, the world's changed. Hands have changed from your rendition.
Yes.
Very different from what I remember.
What did you...
What a mess the place is, isn't it? Yes. Well, you know what?
What did you see when you were trying to pass that army?
Walking down the cemetery path one day, who was standing right beside her, walking beside her. She went to mother's grave and dad's grave, you know, and I was buried there too, as you see.
Yeah.
And as we trotted down the path, you know, beside her, she got some daisies or something. She brought somewhere out of shop. She put me, you know, she was with the business in her way. She said a few prayers and all that sort of thing. She carried out the grave and, you know, she's all right. She's a good soul. But she don't live now.
Yeah.
I see stuff like that. We're not together. She got this nice big idea about her vision. I mean, I had a finger on her, you know. And I speak about them and come up together again. But when they look at her and I mean, the old lady, I was in quite a few times with his father. So I'm not with them, actually. I'm getting to a place where it's the young folk, I suppose it is. I don't know. I'm quite happy where I am, so why should I?
What sort of place are you in?
Well, I've got a nice little country, a nice little place. I always, you know, nice and so I always want to live in the country. Because my sister, she's all right, and then she didn't want to move out too. So I've got a nice little place, one bed. And she was house brown, and all that's another thing that used to stay small sometimes. She couldn't talk to her, dear. She didn't like to speak to us anyway. Well, that's the last time she got it. Oh, you sit the chair, sit anything, and all of whatever it was. She did not at you. Oh, she's not to the mother, she's bad enough. But anyway, that's not, you know, what was I talking about?
You were talking about her around that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got this little place, little cottage place. I share the food behind her. You and I were budget, you know, we used to go around and have a drink and all that. And sometimes it helped me with my job. And I used to go out with an awesome car, you know, and used to collect stuff in people's houses and then check it out and give them a few bucks for it. Used to take it down the cut and down the market and get rid of it, you know, make a bit on it. Sometimes I got hold of a design of their new stuff, you know, but well, I said, well, it's been blessed or not, but anyway, I used to flog it, you know. And oh, we had a good time, but anyway, I always got up well with him. We were much the same cup of tea, like he's out of the pot, and back forth, we were staying for brothers. And sometimes people didn't know who was sitting in the pub having a drink, and we were very much alike, strange enough. No relation, of course, at all, just friends. There was a similarity, but kind of being friends and my sister, I probably packed things going on, but then you go on well. We think, you know,
yeah.
Well, she was well, I don't know why she was well meaning, but well, she used to drive around the bench, she wouldn't touch a drop, you know. You could never take any booze back, you could never take her one back, you couldn't use the parlour. You know, it was worth a little with her, but she was my sister, and she depended on me more or less. She used to take, she's really clever at English, she used to do her study, and she's quite good at that. She worked mostly there, so she didn't work away, but she went out to work, she used to have a sister, the place will fetch it, take it home, and do it, take it back, get a few bob. Well, I didn't mind, I didn't want to go out and keep him at it. But she was a miserable bitch, really. I didn't want to live with her over years. She worked out all right. So I've got my friend Sam.
Yeah.
Cook's left now, I think. He's a bit of a case, isn't it? He and I thought much alike. No time for religion. Wow. You know, I suppose I shouldn't be like that, because I love really lovely people, but my sister put me off at two, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mother was, well, this, but just way back in the family. Anyway, my sister's been in this room, and she said, of course, that grave, by the way, is in a proper mess now. You know, can't see it for weeds, and can't see it for grass. They don't bother these days, you know, they don't blame it. So much put, when you did, I used to say, of course, that's not true, because I find I'm much more alive, but, oh, I would come back to also, nothing, nothing. Well, I was telling you about my sister, she used to go regularly Sunday. She used to go to church in the evening. Sunday, she'd visit the cemetery. We'd get an hot lunch. That was another thing, you know, she used to cook this there beyond the day dinner, we called it, you know. But people call it lunch dinner. But, oh, blimey, if I was in May, she got in the oven, she was in the office, stay about an hour, well, that was another thing. Sometimes I'd get back late in the pub, and used to have a step to the end. But she'd always be haughty, she'd never sort of Well, I don't know, it's the case. I couldn't have been with her. I mean, I hate to go on this, but her husband's in the way of the industry to support her, but I'm not with her yet. I mean, I don't understand that now. She's there for the old to come out of the condition of whatever she likes to call it, where I am or what she likes. We're very happy here. I'm not no longer an old, well, I can't even be 40, but you know, I'm young and fit and well, my friend and I, we love the countryside, we talk to the animals, and it's a funny thing that if they talk to animals, you can talk to animals here, and they understand it too. They have their own little way of life. I've got two dogs. None of which you would never dare dog in the house. I always wanted a dog. I didn't always did. She would need that cat. She's that prejudice. Most women like cats because, you know, she laying the animals much. But my place on the dog. She's got hairs everywhere and all that. She said, well, you should say, we've got a resistance next door. Look at her face. All those cats pitting all over the place and smell and all that, you know. God. Today you couldn't have any emotion because she was too damn good, but anyway, so now I've got a couple of lovely dogs that I've got looked over also a few years back when one was killed and I was able to help it when it was killed in the streets, and the other one belonged to a relation of ours. Now, we didn't see her much, not now. She was an aunt actually, my mother's sister. Used to visit her on rare occasions. You know, she was real animal. She loved the animals. Of course, my sister, she was always moaning about her. She always gave her a place. It stinks here, so, you know. Well, the dog was clean. Lovely little dog. I loved the animals. So, anyway, I got the type. You know, this other dog that I told you about her. Yeah. Was killed by a kid. And, oh, I'm very happy in my way. I'm free and easy. I'm studying. I'm learning. I go to church. But not religious church. Now that may strike you as odd, isn't it? Well, I call it a church, but in any church. Because they don't talk about religion, so I suppose in a way they church.
What do they talk about?
Well, they talk about philosophy, they talk about life, progression, and spiritual matters, but somehow they church to me, although I call it the kind of my church, because I suppose in a sort of way it is, you know, but it's my idea of what church should be. And just ramming you down your throat and healings and prayer harmonions and all that stuff. This is interesting people. They've got something to say. They're intelligent. You can take it in and it's interesting. And also you have what you call, well, I don't know what to call on film shows. That's stupid. We're speaking of films as you understand it. But it's just they've got some vast or something over the end of a lower wall, like a big screen it is, I suppose, really. And you see all these pictures, I suppose, and always the history of man. And it's terribly exciting because you see all different aspects of man's life through generations of time, how he's evolved and developed, and how certain aspects of man himself has prevented or created circumstances and situations which have made it difficult for him to achieve in the way in which he might have gone or intended or was hopeful. You know, he's illuminated to the mind. I'm learning a lot from that. Yes. And it is a kind of church, I'm hearing, but it's not religion, you know, not the old Orthodox bashing away and all that. None of the poor put it off and the man with the dog collar.
You said about the history of man. Well, man didn't start with Adam and Eve, did he?
Of course you think so.
I mean, didn't tell me that.
Well, I think that's the old Bible story.
And another gone back to, you know...
Oh, well, I think that man evolved and developed over aeons and aeons and aeons of time. Mm-hmm. And, I think he just evolved from certain aspects of... from the physical point of view, from what I understand from various lower species, it's a gradual evolution through centuries and centuries of time. But the mentality or the spirit, the vitalizing the aspect of reality of self, as they call it, this was always there, searching for a way of expression. Because as man evolved and became a, as you term it, a human being. But that baby has got me doing religion, I mean, not in the old Orthodox way. Not like my sister, but I mean, she still believes that, or what I'm like, Alan, she believes much the same as generally used to on the Earth, but it's going to be a great place of actually dying. And we should go back to the Earth, and the body's going to come out of the grave, and she's going to get all her flesh back on it. Then I wish you'd go for it. And I wish you'd get a speck from her. And then I wish you'd probably be able to see her, and she ever gets back. She's got all these old fashioned ideas, and she's using the community of people, and that is religious. And I've been there a few odd times, she's tried to persuade me, but I just don't go for that, you know. So she looks in that way, and she thinks in that way, and that's where she is. She don't seem to want anything else, she's quite happy, and well, quite frankly, she's a good soul. I mean, I never thought otherwise. I mean, we used to have ups and downs, and she used to ram the energy down your throat and try to get me to get rid of her. I wouldn't buy that one. But she never was really happy about my friendship with my mate either. She always saw him as a bit too fond of me. Well, he never got real mad, gone that year Christmas and back holidays. But he was alright. We used to have a punching trip way back when, you know, I told you about the awesome car.
Yeah.
But we also had an old track that we bought second-hand, which was kept to this old place that we used to, you know, put the oars in and everything, and that in the back sleeping, and we said about to go out of the country, because I'm talking about some years ago when you could get out of the country a bit, you know.
Yeah.
And the motor car was, well, was on the road and all that, but we used to enjoy ourselves, in a nice old country pub and some bread and cheese and that, and we were happy. She could never see me too late, you know.
No, but the way for us. Can I go back? You know, you said you helped the dog that was killed.
Oh, yeah.
The dog you've got.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, what was it, when that dog was killed, what was that to be a fake cast on that dog? Did it sort of look bewildered while the dog was captured itself, or what?
What do you mean by you fake?
Well, the spirit of the dog is.
Oh, well, the animal itself, yeah. The real dog.
Yeah.
And then you see, this is it, that's just what I know. The body's nothing in a sense, it's only a shell.
Yes.
So the outer covering, which you sort of express yourself, is necessary in your world, but not material, but it's really having. But the real self, the real spirit, the real person, like me, everything you might say that's really, is not, you know, you, which goes on and on like, well, I mean, the same with the animal, the dog just sort of, after it had been knocked down and killed up, it just sort of stood around there like animals can do, like people do, as a matter of fact, when things happen like that, bewildered like. So, and I'm very fond of animals, and I just coaxed it away, and thought it was now with me.
But, oh, I see, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of animals, you know, these are poor little animals, they do these terrible things to them. There's no results from this side and go there to try and help and comfort when the world of things that cease to exist, but generally, and you're taken away from there, and you see, this is another thing, that the animals have such faith, they're so simple, and in a way, and trusted, and then they get these things happening, and it affects them in a way, I mean, not only physically, but in a sort of mental sense. And we have quite a problem sometimes, some of the animals, they lose their faith and trust, you see.
Yeah.
We have to restore that. It's like double work. Oh, those places, if only people could realize what those movie sets and places are like, is as if they're in a terrible, terrible, terrible fog. The depression and the atmosphere around those places is something appalling. And I'll tell you one thing, mate, quite apart from the doctors and all the rest of it, and it's doing experimenting, the people who work there will never, never be materially happy or successful. There'll always be trouble and disaster following this wake. They never know real happiness.
Well, of course not.
Because they're calling all the wrong conditions and they're attracting the wrong conditions and people.
Because they're helping it, aren't they?
Yeah, well, just take it from me that no one should have anything to do with those spaces.
No, of course,
the experiments and the terrible things that they do, the unnecessary things that they do, there's no good to ever come of that. If anyone can be cruel to animals, they can demise anything. Anyway, I don't want to try it because it's depressing.
No, it's very interesting. It's depressing.
You've got to learn to live in nature. As we live naturally, we live to nature and with nature, and you follow our nature's plan, you can't go far wrong. And you must do it and brothers if she would be done by it. That includes the poor dumb creatures. In fact, they need your help and assistance and kindness. And if you said out loud to people, you can't go far wrong. It'll come back 2,000-fold. Those you do good deeds, what you want good deeds to come back to you. I mean, not that you expect, but, you know, people come back out want to make a few conditions on your world too. I mean, I come here like I'm attracted in a kind of way, because I know that you're kind of doing some good work, and you've got some good people, and you're kind and considerate and helpful, and you're trying to find out truth. People should love us and encourage them and uplift them and all that. It's a joy to come here. But on other places, school, not me. I mean, some of these churches and places are terrible. The atmosphere is appalling, you know.
I don't realize that,
I mean, they all look nice on the surface and all the rest of it. Some of them are very beautiful, lovely things inside. But there, a lot of them are really empty. There's no real spirit there. There's no real understanding. There's no tolerance even sometimes. You know, they're so narrow-minded and so bogged down with superstition and God knows what else. They don't realize that the truth is found not inside, but outside.
Quite right.
You know, perhaps I shouldn't say it, because my sister would like it. She still clings to it all. But I can't see any benefit to her. She's happy in that way, it's true. But it all seems as if to me, as if she didn't make no step forward nowhere.
She's bogged down.
Well, she is, and so all those people she links up with. Congregates with. She's always trying to save me. I told her many times, she never did that. I said, if you want some for being saved, I said, I'm jolly glad I ain't. Anyway, I shouldn't say that.
You
said, there are all sorts of different conditions, as you call it, or states of being, or whatever you like to put it, according to the individual. Some people say, I'm not progressed. Perhaps I'm not progressed, but I don't know. All I know is that at least I've got no mind, I'm trying to find out, I'm searching, I'm happy, I've got good companionship, love and affection, and my mind is open to receive, and if I can't accept something or don't understand something, I say so, and don't necessarily turn it down exactly. I give it thought, you know. But some of these people call stuff and says, you can't get anywhere near them, it's like a closed shop. Hey, that wasn't that. I think that they're going to be, in some cases, like my sister, she really believes that all those old bits of bone and all the rest of it all coming together and the joints are going to be secured again and she's going around as she was when on earth and closing glory on earth. Oh, yeah, poor old thing. She wasn't much to look at then. Good old sister, she is. Anyway. I can't stay. We're all crowd round here today, our two muscles. They all coming up. Two nosy ones, naturally, or searching, but that's just as well. You're all sorts. Anyway, all the best, and remember me to your friend.
I will.
Give him the best wishes.
I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah, call me Wag.
Wag.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Wag. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Love.